This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. The Portage Bay Partnership, made between the Lummi Nation and Whatcom County dairy farmers to improve shellfish beds, has secured a $150,000 grant and identified the first two farms to participate in water quality improvement plans. Dairy farmer Rich Apple says the Washington State Dairy Federation tipped them off to the available funds.
Asked if that money could be used for shellfish bed enhancement, where they actually seed rock out in the shellfish growing areas out in the bay here. And it was determined that that was a practice that would be acceptable. So then we encouraged Lummi to request directly to the CD, and we supported them in that.
And Apple says part of that agreement was coming up with a water quality plan.
So they picked two farms to develop these water quality plans, and we'll have mutually agreed experts, one from Lummi and one from the farmers, that will come and walk our places. And if there's things that they want to add to our dairy nutrient management plan, which we're already state mandated to have, and also the CAFO has come out, and there's going to be some additional regulations and requirements there. If there are things above and beyond that, they would be added to this plan, which would become our water quality plan for our farm.
We'll hear more about those water quality plans and the first two dairies involved tomorrow.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.